T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on this Tuesday. Shockers in Indiana tipping off tonight in the quarterfinals of the NIT. We'll get to that, obviously. Part of what's on tap today, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets. Plenty of football, interestingly enough, to get to. And controversy reeling its head with Nike and a famous lawyer. We've got it all for you here today on a, I guess, Shane, somewhat eclectic edition of Sports Daily on a Tuesday.
Taking a break from the Sweet 16, technically.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the eve of it. But NIT, legal lease, baseball, it is opening week after all. And the 100th season of the NFL will be this fall. And instead of going with the defending Super Bowl champions on Thursday night, that would be the Patriots, they're going to be in primetime Sunday night. And I know this will please at least one person in your house. The Bears and the Packers are opening up on Thursday night. And that's not a bad one-two
nice
punch.
It is. It's good. And, yes, my wife is an unapologetic Bears fan, hates the Packers. So that'll be a fun night in our household, no question. But, we're about ready to get going with OTAs. The draft is right around the corner. Football percolates pretty much, Shane, 365 days of the year. It's part of the magic of the NFL. They maintain relevance. Mm-hmm. They understand announcing things with good timing. They're never the ones you got to worry about trying to bury something on a Friday afternoon before the weekend. They're the ones that get out and look for prime space to make announcements. Look, we've had Gronk retiring here in the last 24 hours. Now we've got the opening schedule, and here we are talking about the NFL. And then, of course, the draft is right around the corner, and off we go. Such is the business of the National Football League.
We got the NFL meetings in Phoenix, right, or thereabouts, Scottsdale. Anyway, that's where this was announced. And to your point, the opponent of the Patriots is to be determined.
Yeah.
They didn't announce that. So there is a little tease there. Thursday, September 5th is when Chicago will play Green Bay. It'll be in Soldier Field in primetime on NBC, of course. And Bears chairman George H. McCaskey said in a statement, quote, "As an organization, we are thrilled to be kicking off the 100th season of football in the NFL," unquote. To me, it made a lot of sense. Two of the oldest franchises in the NFL, season number 100, they'll play that up. You'll hear this from now until then, the two storied franchises in the NFL. Plus, you've got a brand new coach in Green Bay, Matt LaFleur. You got Aaron Rodgers, the old, the reigning current gunslinger against the up-and-comer, Mitch Trubisky. So, and plus, it's a divisional game. These guys hate each other, and all the stuff that goes along with it. The Packers have this is a fascinating stat, and I brought it up at some time last year. The Packers hold a 97-95-6 series advantage, including the playoffs, but did not retake the series lead until they beat the Bears in 2017. And that marked the first time they had the lead in the series since 1933. So they went 84 years trying to catch up to the Bears in the all-time series, and they now hold a two-game lead, and this is their 199th meeting.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is pretty amazing. Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about something that long, you know, the meetings always have interesting things that come out of it. And we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but there's a rule on the table that would give teams an alternative option to the onside kick.
Mm-hmm.
And the competition committee seems to like this. Instead of trying to recover an onside kick, teams would basically have the option of attempting to convert a 4th-and-15 play from their own 35-yard line. Mm-hmm. If they get the 15 yards, they get the first down and keep possession. If they don't get the 15 yards, then obviously the other team would take over possession. But it was something like only 4 of 53 onside kicks were recovered.
Yeah.
Which was, what, 7%, which was down from 22% the year before when the running start was still permitted. They've taken the running start out now of the equation, trying to keep it. But and this would be a total departure. But, you know, the more I mull it around, the more I kind of like it.
Well, the Alliance
it's
is
odd,
already
it's different.
The Alliance is already doing it, right?
Yeah,
they've got
right.
They've got 4th-and-12 from the 28. If they want to do it, I love the outside the box idea of this, and did mm-hmm. when we first got wind of it. I was like, yes, it is statistically, and I'd have to look this up, but I imagine there's a reason why they picked 4th-and-12 or 4th-and-15. Probably about the same odds as you had to recover an onside kick, right?
Probably, right.
So yeah, you might as well draw up your best play to get you 15 yards. And you know what else you got, Bruce, that comes into play in this particular thing is a penalty, a defensive hold or a defensive
right.
pass interference.
Yeah.
You're never going to see a penalty on a kickoff unless the guy's offsides on an onside kick.
Mm-hmm.
You've basically got to cover an onside kick to get it, period. You're not going to get bailed out by the defense being offsides or holding or anything else. So I definitely like the idea way better. And I don't know. I was never really on the edge of my seat watching somebody kick an onside kick. Were you?
No.
Never had a
no.
lot of faith that the team would recover it. I mean, like you said, it's less than 10%, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
the
yeah.
odds of you recovering an onside kick?
Less than 8.
Plus, the receiving team can just let a bullet go out of bounds, and that goes to them. They don't have to re-kick
anymore.
Well, think
about how much more exciting a 4th-and-15 from the 35. And, mm-hmm. and maybe they tweak down in distance and location. I don't know. But for right now, on the table, they say that it would be a 4th-and-15 from the 35. I think that would be such an exciting play for a team that is one possession down or something. I don't know. I just think it would be different. I know that there's a gimmicky feel to it, but I don't know.
You think Aaron Rodgers would rather see Mason Crosby kick an onside kick or him maybe
have the ball in his hands. I'm with you.
Yeah, to yeah. complete a pass to Devontae Adams.
Well, don't you think the coaching staff would rather have
Hell
that option?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way,
they would.
I don't know if you know this or not, but do they have an option or this is what
Ooh.
You do instead of an onside kick?
I don't know that.
Surely,
I don't know that.
Surely you could have an option, although nobody in their right mind would choose the onside kick, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, I wouldn't. With quarterback play the way it is, not that 4th-and-15 is easy. Or whatever in 15.
You
got one play to get 15 yards. But I couldn't imagine it would be we'll take the onside kick. Because you just don't, of all these years and all these times that kickers have had a chance to dream up an onside kick, nobody's come up with a really good one yet.
No, not a real good one because the ball bounces weird. It's an oblong ball. And these kickers are unbelievable, and they can hit wedge shots in from the 50-yard line. It's
mm-hmm.
unbelievable how these guys stop the ball or they get it to, you know, coffin corner where they get it to turn right.
That's all they have to do
once. I mean,
all day,
amazing.
Every day. That's all they have
yes.
to do is practice
right.
their kicking. And let's be honest.
So you'd think they'd be able to do an onside kick a little bit better, but it's hard to do, isn't it?
It must be. Yep.
And it's obviously hard to do because these guys are pretty locked in. So Anyway,
I like that. I hope it happens.
That's one intriguing thing that the competition committee has in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, as for who plays the Patriots, no lack of great opportunities to put against the Patriots because, as we know, the Chiefs are supposed to play them this year again.
Let's go.
So is Dallas. That would be a lesser degree. And mm-hmm. you know who else is supposed to play them this year? The Browns.
Mm. Ah, that'd be intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
here's another. Mull this one around, too, because this is almost too much to fathom. This is also the 50th season of Monday Night Football.
Huh.
And the teams that played the first Monday night game were the Browns and the Jets in 1970.
Well, I can do without that.
Well.
But I'd love to see the Chiefs and the Patriots. Le'Veon, I think that'd be cool.
You don't care about Le'Veon Bell and Sam Darnold? There's at least a little bit of upping the profile for the Jets.
Yeah, you're okay.
And there's a ton of people in New York that would want to see it, you know. I know we don't necessarily care about the Jets, but they're at least trying. But New England has Dallas and Kansas City at home. It just to be determined when it is. And I think they would be silly not to strongly consider at least the Chiefs and the Browns. With the way that the Browns finished, you know, they were 5-2. And
Chiefs, Browns, Cowboys. I don't think you could go wrong with any of those three for very different reasons.
Right. Yeah, I follow
right.
you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun. Well,
last time the Browns were on Sunday Night Football was 11 years ago. Only time, and they were. What were they on? Thursday night at timer. Well, everybody had to be at least once on Thursday night.
Yeah, they so cycle you through.
There's that. Yeah, so that I guess that prime time stuff doesn't count. But
their odds-on favorite in their I haven't seen a board yet that doesn't have them as slight favorites over the Steelers in that division.
Hmm.
What is going on in the world?
Well, I mean, I guess it just shows you that nothing lasts forever.
Isn't that the truth?
I mean, we knew that. Look, Ben Roethlisberger's not getting any younger, but. They still had a unbelievably crazy productive Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell while he made his point and moved on. I mean, you could make an argument that they had Bell Light in James Conner and got hurt, so that kind of derailed that. But he was a damn good replacement for him. And so you'd think, well, at least if we can kind of keep the peace between A.B. and Ben, we at least have the – not the band back together, but, you know, a facsimile thereof. And Juju's a year older and better. And then lo and behold, AB just said, I can't, and forced his way out. And now the Steelers are they also Rams? Who's going to have a better record? The Steelers or the Patriots?
Well, I don't think I'd ever bet against the Patriots.
I think Rob Gronkowski is a lot more important than we realize.
Oh,
though.
I do too. I agree, but I don't know. Every single year, we see a couple of times during the season, especially early, where people start muttering the terms of, oh, this is the beginning of the end for the Patriots. And I'm sorry, who's the defending Super Bowl champion? I don't know. It just...
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that they're going to fall
like
off a cliff.
It's kind of like spitting into the wind with the Patriots.
I hear you, but I'm not saying they're going to fall off a cliff. I'm just saying the Steelers, year after year, were right there with the Patriots of a team like, okay, if the Patriots are finished, if the dynasty is over, who's taking the mantle or, you know, who's taking the torch? It was most of the time the Steelers, or the Ravens,
how about the Chiefs?
Well, now, yeah, I hear you now, but...
I mean, you know, how about the Chiefs? How about the Browns? Let me ask you a question, since we're just kind of spitballing with the NFL a little bit this morning. Is Ben Roethlisberger part of the problem or the answer in Pittsburgh?
Both.
I think a little bit, right? It has to be.
I'm real sure that they can't afford to do without him. But apparently he's... driven away all
diva-esque
and driven away all of his toys, all of his weapons. Not all. I mean, he hasn't pissed off Juju enough yet, but he's still on a rookie contract. But yeah, when when your weapons are leaving you, then it might be you. That's the problem. But he's a damn good quarterback too. And he's had, who was it? Was it James Harrison or Ryan Shazier or somebody? Kind of went to bat verbally for Ben. Say he's a great leader. And he's unquestioned with his production. He's a great quarterback. You can't just move on from a quarterback like him until his skills start to deteriorate, and they haven't yet. So you kind of put up with whatever he says inside the clubhouse, you know, or inside the locker room, or when he makes those radio hits, and you just wear it. Well, AB finally got tired of it, I guess. I still can't believe that, though. Can you?
No.
A guy that was so productive and got thrown the ball so often was so turned off by what Ben Roethlisberger was allegedly allowed to get away with that he wanted traded. To a different quarterback that you don't know 100% is going to feed you the ball the way Ben Roethlisberger did and could.
I don't think we know the whole story, but that's a short-sighted point of view.
And a be careful what you wish for thing.
Mm-hmm. Although Juju was starting to get a lot more reps, his percentage of target.
But I both know that you can't just be the only guy out there on the edge. You need a Robin. You need a Robin for your Batman.
You
yes, you're going to
yes.
get the entire coverage rolled your way if you're the only guy out there. And now
how'd all that diva-esque stuff work for Dez Bryant? Where is Dez Bryant now in his career? How'd that all work out?
And allegedly turned down.
Dez Bryant's a talented guy.
Yeah, but there is a wide receiver cliff.
And when you go and franchises, okay, look, the Raiders go get AB, fine. Demaryius Thomas was probably going to be out of football this year.
Yep.
Released by the Texans. He's probably going to be out of football.
It happens so fast.
It happens really, really fast. And remaining relevant in the NFL, especially for a receiver, is a remarkable challenge. Because I don't want to say they're interchangeable, because, you know, they're not.
No.
AB is AB.
Yep.
Right? They're not interchangeable. But you can get what you need in a three-position parlay, two wides and a slot guy. You can do things. You can figure it out. How many stars have the Patriots ever really had? Okay, Randy Moss.
But for just the 1 year. And
for just, you know, for a blip on the radar. And look, and that's Tom Brady, and we get it, and we understand it. But the point is, you can do, when you have multiple positions to get one intended effect, you can be creative with that. And you don't always have to have an absolute go-to guy.
Better be really creative, though.
Is Julian Edelman more valuable to the New England Patriots than Antonio Brown was to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I would say no, just because they're more formless than the Steelers are. The Steelers were pretty much going to have Le'Veon Bell touch it 25 times and have AB catch it 11 times. That was game after game. Sometimes Belichick would come out and run it 14 times in a row.
Yes.
Or sometimes he'd come out and throw it 14 times. You know, they were just at a whim. That would be way too disrespectful. But it was like, I don't care what people think of what we do. We're going to come out and do the opposite of what I think the opposition expects. That was the Patriots. Steelers just did what they did. So you couldn't go a quarter and a half if you're Pittsburgh without throwing the ball to AB like the Patriots could, kind of
with Edelman
doing something different than with Edelman. Yeah. So
yeah, but boy, I'll tell you what: when Tom Brady starts to look downfield, that slot receiver is so big for him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's interesting. I mean, it's pretty easy to get kind of looped into the whole star receiver kind of thing. Sometimes it's a sometimes it's the offense. Sometimes it's a. I mean, you just never know where it's going to click for a certain player. I mean, are there any guarantees that Antonio Brown's the same type of receiver with Carr as he was with Roethlisberger? I don't think there's a guarantee.
No, I think he's the same receiver, but it's the production. It's the hookup.
Sure.
It's the nonverbal stuff that he and Ben had been so good at mm-hmm. for all those years. All right, coming up next, attorney Michael Avenatti, who is most famous for representing Stormy Daniels, the adult film star that had her lawsuit against Donald Trump. He's back in the news again, and he had a really interesting day yesterday. He said that he was going to have a press conference today at 10 that will disclose a major high school / college basketball scandal perpetrated by Nike. And since then, federal prosecutors in New York and California have charged him with extortion and bank and wire fraud. Unbelievable amount of stuff to unpack. New York and California. He's gotten up from both sides, and yet he's not shutting up. He's continuing to squawk on Twitter. It's a fascinating story, and so we're going to bring in WFAN legal analyst Amy Dash. She's going to join us next segment and try to unpack this stuff and see what happens to college basketball, what happens to Bob Kraft. He's got a court date coming up. And Michael Avenatti, will he bring down Nike? Talk to Amy Dash when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.